Welcome back to Sooner Politics. I'm David Van Rissakim. This is page one. The legislature is showing us some signs. This is an awfully new legislature. Nearly half of the members of the House are new. Several in the Senate, one-fourth of the Senate actually are new members. We were looking for some signs at what we could expect this year from our legislature, and I have to say, I actually am surprised by what I'm seeing. I was not expecting quite as good of results to come out of the House. At the same time, I was expecting quite a bit more to come out of the Senate. That part has been disappointing. This is Representative John Eccles. He's the majority leader. He's the number two man under Speaker Charles McCaul. John and I haven't always gotten along. John's been an upstanding man, and I appreciate the fact that he is where he is, and he's gotten a lot of things done. Today, this week, he got some incredible things done. Let's talk about a few of the things that are going on. First of all, he's led this summer's interim study on medical marijuana. This is part of the bigger drug reform effort and some of the criminal justice reform effort going on in Oklahoma. Representative Eccles has been a big part of that. He works with me quite a bit on mental health issues and working for reform and other agency issues where we can actually bring about some better results for the mentally ill among us. Let's talk about what went on with the cannabis medicine interim study. This last Wednesday, I was down at the Capitol. I actually met with John early in the morning before we went to the interim study. There were a couple of groups working in the industry for medical marijuana and advocates for organization trying to bring drug reform for different needs. I was part of that this summer. As an advocate for mental health reform, I'm quite aware that especially those suffering with PTSD, veterans would be among them, are having very, very big difficulties with some of the other medicines that are commonly being prescribed, very debilitating medicines. My father was on some of those medicines. Most of my childhood, my father was on tranquilizers. I didn't like it. He didn't like it. We didn't know any better. Now, we have something better. Actually, the medical marijuana is preferable for many of our veterans, and their doctors are working with them under medical supervision as required by law. We are getting some results in that. As such, I was asked this summer by a couple of groups working on recommended legislation. Didn't have too much to do with actual writing. There's some great people, but I stayed in touch with them. Representative Eccles this week brought them forward at our Wednesday meeting. And the representatives and senators were asked to go through the proposed legislation. Representative Eccles had a lot of amendments. And I think all but one of them passed. In fact, there was just one he put up, and then he decided, before he even explained what it was, he withdrew it. But everything else he put up passed. One other thing that was brought up by another legislature, Scott Fettgatter, narrowly failed. But even those people who voted no on his amendment did realize at some point it's got to be looked at again. It probably will need to. At any rate, the final result, the document that they're going to present to both chambers of our legislature, was passed unanimous by this group. And this is a very diverse group. Democrats, Republicans, senators, representatives, people who are staunchly teetotaler and against any form of medical marijuana, and those who wouldn't mind seeing it fully legalized. But this is a good consensus group, and it's a good piece of legislation. I hope that it passes through. The importance of this piece is it replaces some of the confusion that's in State Question 788, and clarifies a few things. Then it also incorporates the emergency rules that came from the Oklahoma Department of Health that's now overseen and enforced by the Oklahoma Medical Marijuana Authority. Those emergency rules automatically sunset at the end of the summer, so we've got to have something in place. Is this the final product? I don't think so. What I think we're going to see is the legislature move pretty fast to get this passed and on the governor's desk. It has an emergency clause. If that stays attached, then the rules will go into effect. What will be the result of that? Well, there are a few things. 788 was designed specifically so that the patient would work with the doctors they already are working with. In fact, the language said you need a recommendation from a doctor with whom you have a relationship. But the health department changed that, where it said board certified, meaning approved by the state of Oklahoma to practice medicine. They changed that to mean, no, you have to be board certified as a specialist. Well, what's the difference? I'll tell you what it is. A board certified specialist is not typically your family doctor, or what we call our primary care physician. And as such, when you're running around to different specialists, you end up with too many cooks in the kitchen, if you understand my analogy. It's really better to have your doctor, when possible, work with this. Now, I spoke with my own family doctor, and he told me, he says, Dave, I don't know the first thing about cannabis medicines. Why would I be recommending a medicine I know nothing about? It's a very valid point. So, as somebody who is rather familiar with some of the people working this, I know some that have very good reputations. And so, you know, I at least told my doctor, said, here's a few doctors in our area that are showing a good, responsible track record of working with patients who really need it. Now, what kind of people are going? Well, people with pain management needs. I'm telling you, folks, this couldn't have come at a more crucial time, because as of November 1st, a lot of people who are on pain management care were being pulled off because of our state law that the Attorney General helped push through, a new law that basically says, no, you can't stay on pain management meds, opiates, I'm specifically talking about, indefinitely. It makes it very hard, very expensive. You have to keep going back to doctors, keep going back. And the pressure on these doctors, they're facing felony charges for all kinds of things, heavily investigated. It's getting really tough. You have to ask yourself, if you're a clinician, why do you even want to do this line of work? Well, there are people that are really hurting. Now, as of November 1st, much of that pain management medicine, the opiates, went away for a lot of people. But just 5 days earlier than that, October 26th, was the first day that medical marijuana could be legally sold in Oklahoma. And many people, especially our elderly who are dealing with joint pain, nerve pain, spinal issues, are finding some fantastic results with a non-addictive combination of cannabis medicine. We're talking the THC with the CBD oil. Now, why both? The synergy of the two, they work better off each other, and as such, many people are finding better relief with cannabis medicines than they were with the opioids. Not that opioids weren't powerful, but over time, your body builds a tolerance to them. They become less effective, and you feel the need for more and stronger medicine. And hence, people overdose. Yes, it's serious. People die. Nobody has overdosed from smoking too much marijuana. It hasn't happened. It's not a toxicity issue. Now, that's not to say medical marijuana doesn't have its dangers. It does, especially the ingestibles. The fact is, you can actually take too many because of the delayed reaction. As you know, you take an aspirin, what is it, 20, 30 minutes before you start feeling any relief with the Tylenol or whatever. That's because it's got to go through your stomach, eventually into your intestines, get in your bloodstream, be processed through your liver, and broken down into something your body can metabolize and get to the proper places in your body to give you your relief. Well, with cannabis medicines, that can change it to something very potent. And some people, because of their impatience and their ignorance, and they have taken too much, and it can cause a psychotic condition, a very severe paranoia. You know, it's kind of like LSD. It's dangerous, not because of overdose deaths, but because of jumping off the fifth floor balcony when you've taken, some LSD. Now, that doesn't happen with most marijuana, and certainly not with smoking marijuana. But the ingestibles are more dangerous. That's part of the reason why a lot of us thought it was absolutely foolish of our state board of health to ban the sale of smokable marijuana. It happens to be one of the safer forms. That's not to say it's always the best form. It's not to say it's always easiest to take, depending where you're at when you need your medicine. But again, the doctors have a lot of freedom in Oklahoma to work with this medicine, maybe more than any other state when it comes to medical marijuana. So I'm going into great detail on this because I want you to know this is being handled responsibly. The advocates I've worked with have been fantastic. They're putting the patient first. This legislature, this interim study in particular, has been phenomenal. I'm going to say that of all of them, both Representative Eccles, Senator McCourtney, who co-chaired it, and all the members there have done fantastic work on it. Have there been responsible players? Yes, there have. Some of the dispensaries have made it very hard on us advocates. They're choosing to market their dispensaries to a subculture, a rather bohemian subculture. And this is not casual use or recreational use marijuana. This is something that is medicine. And I'm irate that our patients who need this medicine are finding it politically in jeopardy because of some of the irresponsible marketing going on. All right? If you're a patient or if you know a patient, please encourage them to support a responsible dispensary. There are some of them, I'll call out certain names, down the street from me, in my part of town here in Tulsa. There's a dispensary called Nirvana. Yeah. Down in Okmulgee, Representative Fettgatter says he's got beeline buzz. You know, this is just disgusting. Disgusting. And I'm asking the industry to clean itself up. Most of them are great. There's a few bad apples, a few bad players in this. Tell you what, I've gone on this. Let's take a break and we'll be back with page 2.